Okay.
I hate cutting Van Morrison short. That hurt me.
Yeah, it honestly hurts a lot.
Yeah, just a little bit inside.
Like, a little bit more than when you listen to Van Morrison when you're single.
Also true. All right, but welcome back to Noise Pollution. Yeah, we're still somehow still running.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't kicked us off yet.
I mean, we haven't done anything that bad yet. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, welcome back. I am your host, Anna.
And I'm Cole.
We need to have cool DJ names. That's what I've kind of been deciding. So if anyone has any recommendations for some good DJ names for us, like, let us know. Because, yeah, we might need that. I feel like everyone else has, like, cool DJ names, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so this show, we just got a mellow playlist. We got some chill songs.
Yeah, for the chilly weather. It's actually really cold outside now.
It's hot as hell in this room.
Yeah.
So, maybe not. But it's for everyone else. It's been pretty chilly. There's been some snow. There's actually some snow a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It didn't stay, obviously. But no, it's been pretty chilly. I mean, I'm pretty much in pajamas right now. Yeah,
you're
so
in,
we decided...
like, boots, sweatpants, and a turtleneck right now.
Yeah, I'd fall asleep in this, though.
Yeah.
I get pretty cold. We kind of decided the last couple weeks have been playing pretty consistently the same music.
It's gotten pretty aggressive sometimes, too.
Yeah, we played a little bit of punk here and there. We got some punk sections. Nothing too hard, but everything pretty consistently, like, rock. This time, we're going for the indie.
Yeah.
We're going for the alternative.
And if it wasn't, like, hard, is at least heavy. Like, we played the nil a couple times, you know? Okay. That's what I mean. Like, we played, like, the nil a couple times. They don't, like, not all the songs rock super hard, but
I
it's really,
like,
heavy music,
I
a lot of distortion.
I understand why everyone thinks you're high all the time.
Yeah.
Hard music isn't, like, heavy.
Yeah, I understand that.
This week, though, we are making it mellow. We're slowing it down a little bit. It's just for the epitome. Playing some Bahamas, some Mac DeMarco. We got some City in Color. They're not, like... I mean, they got their rock songs, but, you know, like, they're pretty known for their mellow stuff. Like, Dallas Green's got a pretty soothing voice.
Yeah.
So you gotta bring that out. We're playing some acoustic.
We should pitch that to them.
Arkells. That should be their acoustic album. Just because, you know, we can't get away from the Arkells, obviously.
Yeah, I'd have fit them in somehow.
Exactly. We somehow still managed to play Colorado.
This is always a way.
Exactly. Again, Arkells is pretty standard. We got some Hayden. We played that a couple weeks ago. We're playing a new song now. We got some Homeshake, which I've never heard of, which is tight. And we got some Dan Mangan, which is... I hope that's his real name, because I don't know. That seems kind of weird. And also Dizzy. I love Dizzy. I think Dizzy's great.
I love Dizzy. Seeing Dizzy live was incredible.
Yeah, that's
She
tight.
Has one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And a lot of these songs we've wanted to play, but they just never fit into our set list. And
emphasis
the
on
the song.
Mac DeMarco.
With the show, yeah.
And Bahamas as well. I feel like Bahamas is pretty hard to fit into our regular stuff.
Yeah. And I love this song, too.
Yeah.
You recognize the song, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But not just from Bahamas, from, like, Cage the Elephant, and then it's a cover from, like, a 1979 song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that getting picked up?
Maybe.
Oh, yep, definitely is.
Yeah.
Cool. I couldn't tell where I heard it from, so that was kind of weird. Yeah, so we're playing some of that. We also probably should have... Well, Cage the Elephant isn't Canadian, but I wish I could play them.
I wish I could, too.
Speaking of which, I probably should go into the first couple songs, but what song is it from... There's an Arkells song that whenever the opening comes on, I always think of Cage the Elephant. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I can't think of it.
Wait. Is it... Don't Be a Stranger? It's Don't Be a Stranger.
Okay.
So, I'll show you that in a little bit. But for right now, we're going to move into our first two songs. First, like always, we're just going to play two to start off. We have Honeymoon by Mac DeMarco and Stars and Moons. Did you plan that?
No, I actually didn't. Honeymoon is the newest Mac DeMarco song, and Stars and Moons is just off of Dizzy's new album, and I really like it.
True. So we got the moon theme coming up here with Mac DeMarco and Dizzy. Enjoy. The universe hates us. That was a lie.
That happened again. I can't believe that.
All right. Time to turn off the system. So we're just going to... What should we talk about? We, unfortunately, right now, we're not going to be playing... Well, we should be. Texas King.
Mm-hmm.
And who are they playing with?
Rival Sons, who are absolutely sweet, too. They are a much harder rocking band, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Texas King, for... getting us on the guest list for next week.
Yeah. So actually, next week maybe pre-recorded. We haven't decided yet.
We haven't decided if we're going to pre-record the show or go to the beginning of the Texas King and Rival Sons concert and then come do our show and then go back and catch the end.
I think that's the stupidest idea.
I think that'd be a really fun idea, though.
I think it sounds fun.
Until we actually try it?
Until we actually do it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. It definitely would be very impractical.
It would. I think if we pre-record it, we can potentially interview some people. This can also be chimed in by anyone else who's listening. We are restarting the computer because, yet again, we have some technical difficulties. Should be almost there. We're getting there. There is the option to pre-record. There is might also be the option to interview Texas King, who we played their song Flowers on, let me see, which episode did we play here? I know I put it in there somewhere. Oh, no, you made that one. Yep, Noise Pollution 3 is one that I made. And that was the, we did play Flowers. I really liked them. I thought it was dope. That was personally, I think, one of my favorite weeks that we had. So that was dope. And hopefully this will work now. Let's test this out. You guys will be the first to know. Coming up now, hopefully, Mac DeMarco, Honeymoon, and Stars and Moons by Dizzy. Okay, so again, that was Honeymoon with some technical difficulties by Mac DeMarco and Stars and Moons by Dizzy. I actually really like those songs. I think that's dope. Any other comments? When did the Mac DeMarco song come out?
In the past month, I'd say. I think it came out sometime in October. I'd wanted to play it on the show a while ago, but it just never fit in with our playlist. And I made a mistake earlier. Texas King is playing with Royal Tusk, not Rival Sons. They have a somewhat similar sound and both very short names. So I accidentally got them confused and I was listening to both today.
Good disclaimer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Anything else to say?
Do you have anything else to say?
No, honestly, I have wanted to play Mac DeMarco on some playlist, but again, like, it doesn't really fit. Did I manage to sneak it in for Halloween?
Sneak him in last week.
Yeah, I did sneak him in for Halloween. Freaking Out the Neighborhood, right. Oh, obviously. Because duh.
Makes sense.
I tried to sneak in Still Beating, which we will play later in the playlist, because that, I think, is one of my favorite Mac DeMarco songs. Definitely. I just really like that one. When I started dating Jack, he had kind of listened to Mac DeMarco, but then I was like, oh, yeah, you should listen to this song, and I kind of, like, snuck it into one of the playlists I made for him, and he was like, okay, this doesn't really fit the playlist, but I can see why you wanted to show me this song. So I'm, like, trying to get better at, like, sneaking in songs that don't really work in playlists but can, like, kind of pass. But this is good, because I think we needed, like, a mellow kind of grouping of songs. Oh, yeah, okay. But do you want to just dive into the next ones? I'm sure we have more to say about those after.
Yeah, we all have a random talking point where we go on a five-minute tangent and waste all of our time.
Yeah, it's been a long day. We're kind of hitting the gets dark at 4 p.m. thing right now, so we're both just kind of tired, but this is helping. This is, like, a nice, relaxing end to the day. We hope whoever is listening is feeling the same way.
Mental stress is hitting, too, and that
does That's not just help. For you, dude.
Yeah, that's just for me.
Yeah.
I have to learn finance in the next few days.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. That's not who, no one wants to hear about that.
No.
All right, up next we have Whole Wide World by Bahamas, or covered by Bahamas. And then we have Peaceful Road. I can't read from here. Is that? Yeah, Peaceful Road by City and Color. I really should start wearing my glasses. I feel like that would really be a good idea.
Like, maybe do that regularly so you have something like vision.
Yeah, no thanks. And then we have Just Fear by Dan Mangan.
City and Color, by the way, St. Catharines band.
Cool. It's not Welland, but it's close. We'll take it. All right. Up now is Whole Wide World, covered by Bahamas. Enjoy. When I was... I say we're going, like, full chill. I'm like, this is getting pretty chill.
Yeah, we're relaxing a lot now.
I don't know what this playlist is, but it's not... typical. I mean, it's good. Like, I think it's dope. It's very, I don't know.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's mellow. I don't know why you named it Chill Songs for Chilly Weather.
Well, it's getting cold outside.
That sounds like Michael Bublé's latest Christmas release. My favorite thing ever is, like, one of my friends tweeted this morning, like, oh, you know, like, the weather's getting colder. That means Michael Bublé is, like, defrosting. Which is, it's hilarious.
Honestly, like, I think the only reason why we need Michael Bublé is for Christmas time.
Same with Mariah Carey. I actually really don't like Mariah Carey just because I think, I don't know. I feel like she had her time in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just, like, riding away. Did you... She was engaged to, like, a... I don't even know why we're talking about Mariah Carey now. She was engaged to, like, a billionaire. Really? Right? And then they didn't get married because he was like, no, you're crazy. This is a mistake. And then she sued him for wasting her time. Like...
You do not waste Mariah Carey's time.
Like, what the hell?
You do not waste her time.
No, I feel like... Especially Michael Bublé and Mariah Carey, they're, like, only good around the holidays.
The best Christmas music, though, is, like, old soul Christmas music.
Oh, I don't know if it's public. Wait, I'm going to go to my... I made a playlist like that.
There's a few floating around Spotify, and they are incredible.
Rum and Eggnog?
Nice.
So, I got, follow like, it. Otis Redding. You already follow it?
No, click follow.
Oh, okay, there you this. Go. So, it's Otis Redding, Stevie Wonder, Nat King Cole, Donny Hathaway, Elvis Presley... The Jackson 5, Otis Redding again, Chuck Berry, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Marvin Gaye. Just, like, so many.
Can you add, like, Tom a lot Petty. More Otis Redding because, like, I can't get enough of him?
Yeah, sure.
He is literally the, like,
that's my Christmas
greatest
playlist.
Voice of all time.
Yeah, it's my Christmas playlist. It's called Rum and Eggnog.
Sweet.
I also made that Cozy Christmas cover. That's my, actually, the picture's behind it. I just, like, picked some random script, but, like, the picture behind it is from my... film studies class in high school. I did, like, a double exposure of, like, a bunch of different buildings around Toronto.
Nice.
Fun fact. It's all, like, snowy and stuff.
See, but, I took science courses in high school.
Nice. Nice.
And math.
Yeah, see, I get it. You're in business. That's cool. Real cool. Cool. That's dope. I took biology. I finished grade 12 biology by, like, grade 11. Nice. I took sciences all throughout high school. I just don't like sciences. Like, that's why I'm not in it. Slash, I did really like biology, but I was really bad at chemistry, so I couldn't do biology.
See, the only science I really liked was physics. I wasn't a huge fan of biology or chemistry.
I did like physics, but no, I just really liked, I was really into genetics and, like, the psychology aspect that we learned in biology.
See, I like the math portion of the physics.
Yeah, no, not about math. I hate math. I do really like sociology, psychology, all that kind of stuff. So I've taken a lot of those, and philosophy, which is why that's, like, my course load, basically.
Mm-hmm. What program are you in now?
Dude, I don't even know. I'm just taking classes that I like, which is
just
tight.
Getting a degree. You don't know what
also
kind.
Also going to graduate early, which is tight as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's adding up.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's like, I'm getting... I'm also, my GPA is, like, hella high now that I'm, like, just taking regular classes.
I wish.
Yeah. I'm taking what I want to take, and I'm way happier with it. And doing way better than when I was, like, hating everything. Yo, when I had to take computer science, out. Nope.
Like, I'm allowed to start taking what I want to take now
yeah.
in my electives, and it makes my life worse.
Yeah, see, don't have that problem. I only take classes that I like.
Yeah, I had a couple mental breakdowns in that all-nighter before tax.
See, I used to do that when I was taking computer science courses.
See, I wish I took computer science courses as my electives early on so I could have got, like, a minor in it.
No, you don't,
but I didn't think
dude.
Of it.
Did you do it in high school?
No, but I don't know, it seems interesting.
See, I was better with computer science because I did that whole, like, angsty female teenager thing in high school where I had, like, a Tumblr. But I would, like, use HTML to, like, code my own website format. So, like, I was low-key coding in, like, high school.
It's so
so it was way better. I know, right? It was so tight. I was, like, pretty much coding in, like, high school. Like, I didn't really know what I was kind of just going through. I was, like, just Googling things, which is basically how pretty much anyone gets into coding, honestly.
If you don't
because I wasn't
Anna.
In it for, like, video games. Yeah. I was in it for, like, design.
Yeah, if you don't know Anna, by the way, she is somebody that will tell you to your face that she is cooler than you.
I don't even have to tell you. You already know. You literally said it, like, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, I said, I realized you're cooler when I saw all of Van Morrison on the one playlist.
Hell yeah.
It's like, oh, Anna's cooler than I thought. Because
obviously.
She listens to an excessive amount of Van Morrison.
Obviously. I also listen to good music anyway, so.
There's no amount of Van Morrison that is excessive, actually. I take that statement back.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's valid.
If you listen to Van Morrison for 3 hours straight and you're lonely and you cry yourself to sleep, that is entirely okay.
Cole, you can't just say that and, like, justify your life. How bad is, like, tax taking a toll on you? Is that all you do? Like, you're just crying to... What's it called? Oh, like, you're just crying to Tupelo Honey in your bedroom after, like...
Basically.
It's 3 a.m. You're begging me to come over and watch Napoleon Dynamite, but instead you just, like, blast Van Morrison to hide your crying.
Yeah.
This is getting way too deep. All right, moving on. Up next, of course, because... It got weird. Because, you know, it's noise pollution. We're playing some more Arkells, because it's Arkells. I mean, I'm really... Now that I've kind of messed up, I feel like they should have an acoustic album called Arkoustic.
Yeah, that would definitely be
that'd awesome. Be, he's sick.
And we didn't realize we played Leather Jacket twice.
Yeah, we did.
In, like, the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it's also a good song. I feel like we could have done a little bit better on that one. We should have played, like, some OG. Like, or, The Boss Is Coming.
Or we could have at least played 11-11 instead of Leather Jacket the second time.
True, true. But I still think we should go back and play, like, OG Arkells. Because The Boss Is Coming is a sick song.
Yeah.
Okay, going in, we're playing My Heart's Always Yours. The acoustic version. The Arkoustic version. Followed by Come in the Water. That sounds slightly weird, by the Barr Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Still Beating by Mac DeMarco, one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
Sorry for how weird this conversation's getting. I feel like this is weirder than normal weeks, you know?
Yeah, but we also over-exaggerate a lot, so I hope you all know that not everything isn't entirely serious.
You definitely cry to Van Morrison, though.
Like, only on a weekly basis.
All right, and with that, we're not playing Van Morrison. Arkells up first. Enjoy.
I heard you singing in the shower.
All right, right there we had Arkells. Again, the acoustic, My Heart's Always Yours. I'm just going to keep saying that because
it's
dope as hell. We'll see if they tweet back to us. They probably won't, but I hope they do.
I feel like they will. They reply a lot.
Yeah. And then we had Barr Brothers, which is Come in the Water, which I actually thought was a pretty good song. I hadn't really listened to it the whole way through before, but it's pretty dope. And then, of course, Still Beating with Mac DeMarco, which I just love.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
You can't go wrong with Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, you really can't. All right, so up next we have some Hayden by, Dynamite Walls is the name of the song. Then we have Call Me Up by Homeshake. And in the middle of those two, we have Lonesome George by Colorado. And Cole's got a little story for us.
So there is a reason why our sweet friend George is so lonesome. Colorado learned about this turtle named George, who's the last of his species. And he had died, and they thought about what a sad life it must be to be the last of your kind. And they felt really bad about him, or bad for him, and they wanted to pay tribute to him. So the song Lonesome George is written about that turtle.
Sick.
And if you see me walking around with a pale blue shirt with a turtle on it, that tight. Is George.
Tight, 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 tight. Cool, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, sick.
So have a good night, everyone, and always remember, rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
All right, coming up right now, Dynamite Walls by Hayden, followed by Lonesome George by Colorado, and Call Me Up by Homeshake. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you guys next week.